Thank you for downloading this New Zealand Sports Radio show. We have a new way that you can support us. There is a link in the notes down below where you can make a one-off donation to New Zealand Sports Radio. Thank you for support and enjoy the show.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello and welcome to the morning sports briefing here on New Zealand Sports Radio. Oh, it is the, when is it? It's Thursday the 29th of October. And Ashwin will be laughing in the background there going, Paul, you did all that in the pre-show getting yourself ready. And then you forgot it when it came around. But yes, these things happen, folks. Hope you're having a wonderful week. The weekend is racing towards us with a whole host of sporting action coming on this weekend. That includes the Auckland Marathon, which we'll have a quick chat about in the news today as well. We'll also be talking about the netball, first international netball since the World Cup victory for the Silver Ferns. Took place last night in Hamilton. We'll also be talking about an international signing for the Wellington Phoenix. Ashwin will bring us up to date with all of the Plunkett Shield and IPL action. We'll also we'll chat about where Steve Hansen has got a new job, as well as also having a quick talk about hockey and obviously bringing you up to speed with how the Valletta España is going. So lots and lots of action across the board. And this Sunday, the 1st of November, it is the Auckland Marathon, where 14,000 people will be gathering to run on the road. It's fantastic to be able to put this put this race together. Clearly, there's been the uncertainty around COVID, and then also the damage to the Auckland Bridge as well. The Auckland Transport have managed to fix the bridge, and yes, they are able to use the bridge for the marathon this Sunday. So if you're heading over the bridge or planning to drive over the bridge this Sunday, look out for road closures. That would be my hint there. Obviously a lack of international participants this year, but that has seen an increase in, has been an increase, seen an increase in local interest in the race. So everyone go well this Sunday for taking part in the Auckland Marathon. Former All Blacks coach Steve Hansen has joined the Bulldogs in the NRL. He has joined on as a high performance consultant to help them there. This is seen as the Bulldogs chief executive has called this a massive coup for them. And he'll be working with the incoming head coach Trent Barrett on that one, and apparently will be flying to Sydney on a semi-regular basis to help them out on their high performance side of things. Whenever you see this consultant badge on these appointments, you wonder exactly how much involvement there really will be, because he does have his director of rugby role up in Japan that as well, that he will be keeping on. I'm sure the whatever advice he gives will be beneficial to the Canterbury Bulldogs, but don't expect him to be having a day-to-day role over there, folks. I can hand you over to Ashwin, who's going to bring us up to date with our cricket news.
Good morning, Paul, and good morning to all our viewers and listeners on the interweb. And yes, I'm back for a cameo performance this week. And in a top of the table clash this morning, Mumbai Indians have overcome the Royal Challengers Bangalore. Josh Felipe and Devdutt Butt Padikkal got the damage done early for RCB. Felipe with 33 off 24 and Padikkal 74 off 45. But nobody else got started, with AB de Villiers the next highest on 15. RCB putting together 165 off their 20 overs, probably not enough to put too much pressure on the Mumbai Indians, and it proved to be so. The Surya Kumar Yadav was a standout for the Indians with 79 off 43, helping the Indians reach the target of 166 for 5 with 5 balls to spare. That is, I think, that score from RCB probably just a little bit light to put that pressure on to the Indians. The Indians now move to the top of the table on 16 points, as we have only a handful of games left now. And the second round of matches got away in the Plunkett Shield. 14 wickets fell at Hagley Oval and 13 at Eden Park. Wellington have started their return match with Canterbury as badly as they did in their first round, being bowled out for 115. Devon Conway, again the highest contributor with the total, but this time with only 27 runs. Chief destroyer for Canterbury was Fraser Sheet, picking up a 5-wicket bag. In reply, Canterbury 146 for 4, Tom Latham scoring 45 at the top of the innings. At Eden Park, Auckland did only marginally better than Wellington in their match against Central Districts, losing wickets regularly on the way to a disappointing 167 all out. Wickets were shared around by Central, but Doug Bracewell's picked up 3 wickets off 16 overs, conceding only 18 runs. So that was a pretty tight and effective spell there from Doug Bracewell. In reply, Central Districts are 81 for 3. Tom Bruce will join George Worker at the crease when play resumes. Ross Taylor getting out just before the close of play. And Northern are 334 for 9, batting first against Otago. Amongst an almost Black Caps lineup for Northern, Joe Carter stood out with 146. He will continue this morning when he walks out with Neil Wagner when play resumes there. Tough day for the Otago bowlers, with the most successful bowler, Michael Ray, picking up 3 wickets, but going for 5.5 runs per over. His figures are 3 for 104. And that, Paul, is our cricket news for this morning.
Five and over. We're not even talking about 2020.
Absolutely. That's, as I said, it was a standout. I had to sort of mention it. It's like, yeah, he's picked up 3, but geez, going at 5 runs and over. Mind you, to be fair, Will Somerville, a Black Cap in the Auckland game, went for 10 runs and over, but that's because Ross Taylor hit 15 and 1 over. He's only bowled 2.
I don't believe he got dragged off very quickly after that.
Well, he, you know, not wanting to drag it onto it, but yeah, so he hit Will Somerville 15 off 1 over and then went out the next over Kyle Jamieson.
Well, there you go. So they did snare him, and perhaps yep. it was all part of the plan.
It was a trap.
make him too confident, and then trap him, next over. Well, thank you very much, Arsene, for that one. Aaron, let us know that it's cloudy with patches of blue sky and fine drizzle up there in Auckland. So hopefully the rain doesn't interrupt play too much here down in Hamilton. I'll be honest here, I'm upset with the weather yesterday because I put my washing out. And then it rained, so all my sheets are wet. So hopefully that'll all get dried today. Moving on then into rugby news, and the Hurricanes are on the hunt for 2 scrum halves now, with Jamie Booth breaking his leg and also TJ Perenara heading off to Japan for the Super Rugby season next season. The Hurricanes are now looking for replacements for them for next year. So if you are a scrum half that doesn't have a super contract and you're playing in the Mitre 10 Cup, boy, oh boy, this is a fantastic opportunity for you to show your wares and look and try and get one of those contracts there. Over in the netball, and the Silver Ferns returned to international action against England. This is their first game since first international game since they became world champions England are the 2018 Commonwealth champions, lost 58 to 45. So good win there for the Silver Ferns. Head coach though, Nolene Tura, sorry, and I've butchered the pronunciation of that one, was not happy with the physicality of her side and felt they were too timid. We'll be looking for them to step up that side of their game in the second test between the two sides there. We should remember really that England are missing a couple of a number of players who are absent through commitments in Australia. Also, their head coach tested positive for COVID and so is stuck back in England and having to help them remotely. So not the best preparation for this by England, but hey, you got to say just the opportunity to play international netball will be fantastic for them. Over in hockey in New Zealand, and Anthony Crimi has been named the new boss over there. He'll start in mid-January. Previously, he's been New Zealand Cricket's deputy chief executive, as well as being involved in the Cricket World Cup in 2015 and the Rugby World Cup in 2011. Now, Hockey New Zealand have had a tough time of it recently with accusations of bad culture within the women's side of the game, which saw the head coach and depart. So a lot of work to be done there by Crumhee when he arrives. Good luck to him in his new role. Over in the football, and Wellington Phoenix have signed All Whites midfielder Clayton Lewis to a one-year contract. The 23-year-old joins Phoenix after playing for Auckland City in the National Premiership. Previously to that, he played for Scunthorpe United over in England as well. One of the Phoenix are gearing up for the next season already. We talked that they're flying over to Australia next week, I think it is from memory. And that they only had sort of 14 players. So a number of signings to be announced over the next few weeks. And obviously Clayton Lewis being the first of those. So we'll be bringing you more news of signings as the Wellington Phoenix announce them. Over in the Valletta España, after losing the lead, the overall lead, Primoz Roglic has fought back on stage eight and claimed victory in that one. He made the GC or general classification contenders all fought it out on the final climb, with Roglic able to make to follow the other attacks and make an attack of his own to win solo at the top. He took time off race leader Richard Carapaz, who finished second, and obviously all the other riders. With Dan Martin finishing third, Hugh Carthy also there in a fifth. That means in the overall, Richard Carapaz still leads the overall competition, but his gap now to Roglic is just 13 seconds. Dan Martin in third, 28 seconds, and Hugh Carthy in fourth on 44 seconds. It's been a really attacking general class race so far. Really exciting racing at Valletta España for a couple of reasons. One, they've started off with mountain stages, which you don't normally see in Grand Tour. And secondly, they're also, all the riders don't know how long race is going to go on for. Will it actually make it all the way to the end in Madrid, or will it have to be stopped due to COVID beforehand? So a lot of riders riding like it's the last day and wanting to be as high up classification just in case the race doesn't make it there, has led some really exciting racing over in the cycling in Spain. Robert Bull has put a pub quiz up there for you folks. How many Mags players made the field in the last Bledisloe Cup game. I must admit, I'm not sure, but I think it's something like four, wasn't it? I'm sure he'll let us know in the comments as to what the answer to that one is. Obviously, the Bledisloe Cup 3 will be taking place this weekend. 9:45 p.m. New Zealand time is kickoff for that on Saturday. Don't forget, you can watch that on Sky TV. I will be at the Auckland game prior to that one, Auckland versus Waikato, on Saturday. Stephen will be up in Northland for Northland versus North Harbour on Saturday. And then on Sunday, I'll be making my way down to Tauranga for Bay of Plenty versus Hawke's Bay in a Battle of the Bays. Do like and follow our New Zealand Sports Radio Facebook page. So that you don't miss out on any of our coverage and post-match interviews in that one. You have now started the day the best way, up to speed with all the important sports news. Have a fantastic day, everybody. The weekend is almost here. And yes, we've got that marathon this weekend, as well as the Bledisloe Cup, All You Might Attend Cup, and the grand final for the Farah Palmer Cup between Canterbury and Auckland. It's a feast of sport this weekend, and I hope you enjoy it. And stay right here on New Zealand Sports Radio, because during the morning sports briefing, we'll bring up to speed with all of the results around the country and the world.